Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Governments of Burkina Faso and France say an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy, as well as the cultural center and the country's military headquarters in the capital, Ouagadougou. The Burkina Faso government said at least 7 soldiers were killed, as well as 8 assailants. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the city has been attacked at least twice in the past few years by Islamic extremists targeting foreigners. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable and vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials on the issue.
We buy more steel from the United States than any other country, and disruptions to this integrated market would be significant and serious.
President Trump struck a defiant tone, saying trade wars were good and easy to win after his plan to put tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum triggered threats of retaliation from trading partners. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's confident a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached.
So my message to our friends in Europe is clear. We know what we want. We understand your principles. We have a shared interest in getting this right. So let's get on with it.
She also warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure, known as Brexit. Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. Britain due to leave the EU in March of next year, but wants a 2-year transition. This is VOA News. Russia rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing it wants only to maintain global peace and stability. This follows U.S. military planners brushing aside Moscow's claims its military has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reporting.
It's the type of rhetoric that U.S. officials say has become all too familiar.
No one in the world has anything like that so far.
Russian President Vladimir Putin hyping a new arsenal of invincible nuclear weapons. At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders wasn't impressed.
President Putin has confirmed what the United States government has known all along, which Russia has denied. Russia has been developing destabilizing weapons systems for over a decade in direct violations of its treaty obligations.
Putin claims the new weapons, a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, have unlimited range and are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Turkish military says 8 Turkish soldiers, 13 others wounded in fighting in northern Syria's Afrin enclave in one of the deadliest days for the Turkish military since it launched what it knows as Operation Olive Branch against the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, in January. Threat of extending the conflict beyond YPG forces is likely to put more pressure on Turkey to curtail its incursion in northern Syria. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said on Friday his country will not consider options for resettling refugees languishing on Pacific islands until the United States fulfills its promise to take up to 1,250 of them.
The position is that we have a resettlement program underway with the U.S. Close to 200 have been resettled in the United States, and it's ongoing. So we are looking to complete that.
This comes more than a year after President Trump reluctantly agreed to honor an Obama administration deal by resettling hundreds of refugees rejected by Australia. Israeli radio reporting, police have questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah for the first time in a corruption case involving the country's largest telecommunications company. And U.S. evangelist Billy Graham, who preached to millions and counseled presidents in his 70-year career, being remembered as a man who loved his family and his Bible. Graham died this week. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.